Terrors manager Brian Stock talking to uptheterrors.co.uk. Brian, battling performance yesterday where the team stuck to their tasks but couldn't break down a strong Chesterfield side, unfortunately. What were your thoughts on the performance?
Yeah, I thought we started the game very slowly. All credit to Chesterfield. They came out the blocks, all guns blazing. They pressed with intent and they moved the ball with a real purpose. I felt we struggled to deal with that, especially early on in the game. Our decision making was slow. We didn't necessarily affect their back three enough. Didn't stretch the pitch, which would have allowed us to have played a little bit more football higher up the pitch. But to concede a set piece 5 minutes to go before half time was disappointing. It's unlike us. We don't necessarily concede from set pieces. And that came at a bad time for us because I felt at half time we could address one or two things. Obviously, we were forced into making two changes with Josh McCoy and Jacob Mensah coming off through injury. So it gave us the opportunity to change the formation, address one or two things. And I felt second half, we came out a different side with a lot more intent, a lot more purpose in our play. The intensity was there to win second balls, which was lacking in the first half. And we've gone from Ethan making a couple of great saves in the first half, keeping us in the game, to hardly having to make a save in the second half. So although we didn't necessarily affect their goalkeeper as much as I would have liked, I felt that the second half performance was a lot better than the first half.
My next question was going to be about the double substitution at half time. Obviously, you've just mentioned that that was due to injury and wasn't tactical. What happened there?
Yeah, both Josh and Jacob picked up injuries in the first half. Josh McCoy rolled his ankle. Although he tried to carry on when we got in at half time, his ankle was extremely swollen and Jacob had to come off due to an abductor problem. But it gave us the opportunity to bring fresh legs on, change one or two things in terms of tactics. And I felt that the subs that came on made a real impact.
There were loud appeals for a goal from a header in the second half. How did you see the incident? And do you think if it had gone a different way, it could have changed the game?
Yeah, well, from where I was standing, I thought it was over the line. However, I'm in no position to give that sort of judgment, given the fact that the referee and the linesman were positioned very well. I've watched it back. Sean Shields has put in a great cross. Pierre Fonku's got up, headed it well. And I think because it happened so quickly, it's hard to tell, but I think they've probably made the right decision. I don't think it's clearly gone over the line. But if it was to have gone over the line and allowed, it would have definitely changed the game.
What were the thoughts of yourself and the team when the final whistle went and we hadn't achieved the result that we were hoping for?
When the final whistle went, we went back to the change room. I delivered my thoughts. And on reflection, when I look at all the players and staff's faces, the disappointment amongst everyone really just goes to show how far this football club has come. To come away to Chesterfield, one of the biggest clubs in the league, huge budget, big stadium, full time, and go close to getting a result really just goes to show how far this group of players and club has come.
We obviously saw Jordan Ngalo come back into the starting 11 yesterday, and he's one performance away from his 100th in a Terra shirt. How important is it to have him and his experience back in the squad?
I think Jordan's been really unfortunate at times this season. He's had to isolate on two occasions. He got sent off when it wasn't even his fault. So he's found himself out of the team and sometimes even out of the squad. The one thing I will say is Jordan's attitude throughout has been excellent. And I felt on Saturday against Chesterfield, he really grew into the game. And we saw exactly what he can bring to this team. And for him to be on 99 appearances at such a young age for this football club is a great achievement.
And finally, we have a game on Friday against Maidenhead, who we beat in the FA Trophy, but they're looking to be quite a strong side. What are your thoughts going into that?
Yeah, we take each game as it comes, but we know we have Maidenhead on Friday, so we now turn our focus onto that game. We will assess the squad throughout the week, given the fact we picked up a couple of injuries. But it gives us the opportunity now to have 3 or 4 days, a couple of training sessions leading into the game on Friday, hoping to get 3 points.
Thank you, Brian.